Okay, we're back, friends. Joining me is Dave Brown. He's running for House District 19. Dave, great to see you here at this event.
Yeah, good to see you too, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you speak Spanish, first of all?
I do not.
Neither do I. So I appreciate them having
I'm inspired to learn, though.
Well, I'll tell you this. Man, isn't this a great turnout?
It's fantastic.
Look at this.
Yeah.
And normally, folks, I wouldn't talk in such hushed tones, but, you know, it's just how it is that we don't want to be disruptive at this meeting. So you were here early. I saw you talking with a lot of people. What are you kind of learning by just chatting with the folks here today?
Yeah, what I'm learning is that the community, this is so overdue right here. And that is, we go around and kind of, quote unquote, work the room.
Right.
This needs to happen because they need to see that elected and candidates see them and care and want to be a part of what's going on. I was just talking with a gentleman over here. I said, things really fall off the rails when politicians think they can become the central focus of government and forget about the people.
Right.
And so that's when things just kind of go sideways and the people are left, you know, to pay for it, literally, and get forgotten about. So it gets to be in the wrong order. Instead of for the people, it's the government telling the people what to do, what to live with or live without, and how much you get to pay for things. So that's been a common theme as I kind of walked around the room. But they're appreciative that we're here. That's awesome.
Well, it is awesome. And we were just interviewing Jonathan, and this is a bridge that needs to be built at a much greater level, because those of us who are center right share far more of their values as a Hispanic community as a whole than what the left does.
Right. It's true. It's very true. And with, because we all have the same thing, all the same goal in mind, is that we want safe communities. We want our kids to be safe, to go to a safe school, have that wonderful learning opportunity so they can move on as adults in life, and to stay here and remain in Salem, and to be able to have a quality of life for them and their kids and generations to come.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the same thing I learned in Iraq and Afghanistan and in Africa is, parents universally want that for their children, want a better life for them.
Right.
And certainly here in America and here in Salem, that we can provide that opportunity. So how's your race going? What's new? What's going on?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Thank you. You know, and thank you again for our kickoff and emceeing.
Boy, that was fun. Wasn't that fun? 200 of your closest friends. Room was standing room only. It was
like,
cool.
It was like in my family room.
Yes, it was.
It was so comfortable.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, the race is going great. It's almost kind of like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. But I have a great team around me. I have great family support.
Sure.
I have great community support already.
Yeah.
And when I start seeing the signs popping up around town, I'm going, man, this is getting real. So I didn't have a primary opponent from the Republican Party. So we're doing the groundwork, laying the groundwork, foundation, and everything leading up to November.
Right.
So, but I'm having fun.
That's wonderful.
I'm having a great time.
What are you hearing from people is the things that they want you to focus on?
Yeah, a common theme is this, Jeff, is that people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, basically, and it doesn't matter party affiliation.
Right.
And without a prompting and not knowing who's in the room, I'm just speaking about what my vision, my priorities, and the messaging therefore for everybody. It fits everybody. And so the issue is about public safety. But what does that mean? You know, it means about our police, our fire, our emergency services, our Oregon State Police, and quality of education, you know, school choice, and safe schools. I was just out at Stevens yesterday going through the metal detector demonstration.
I saw that this morning on the news.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So to be able, this is an idea, school resource officers with the systems like these metal detectors out there on our school properties, wow, we can deter a lot of activity. So,
yeah.
But it's more than, it's a complicated issue, but there's some wonderful tools out there for us to examine and put into place. And then things cost too much, taxes, fees. And so we, affordability in this town, so land use and whatnot, affordable housing for our community members. So
it's out of reach for so many, and you know, that's a free market economic issue, mm-hmm. more than anything else. And it's gotten to the point where what we do at the local level, at the state level, you in the legislature, mm-hmm. but what happens at the city level, taxes, fees, all of that adding up to the inability of people to do what they've always done in America, and that's own a home, the American dream, right?
Yes.
And so now people are left to rent, pay high rent, rather than own a home. Interest rates are too high. So we need to do everything that we can as policymakers. I still include myself in that world, right?
Yeah.
To create opportunities for people to live free, mm-hmm. and to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
That's right.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's it. You got it. You got it. You know, the we've been in the same home for a little over 30 years now, my wife and I. We bought that home when we were 24 and 25 years old. That can't be realized today.
No.
Unless
no.
a couple, dual income, have an right. amazing job situation and the income to support that. You know, now the average, going back from 10 years, was about in that realm.
Right.
Now it's pushing the 34 and 35-year-old first-time home buyers.
I know.
So that American dream is further out there.
Yep,
so,
and it doesn't need to be.
No.
And politicians have to pay attention to that, and they have to put in place policies that help people live the American dream.
Yeah.
We got to wrap up, my friend.
Okay.
Wish you the very best out there.
Thank
Dave
you.
Brown joining us.
Honored
it's
to be here with
House
you.
District 19. What's your website?
Yeah, davidbrownforsalem.com.
davidbrownforsalem.com.
Yes.
All right, thank you, friend.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.